The Blind Tag, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, WLW Studios Midnight Jury and After Midnight, Inconclusive Breakdown, Neckbreaker, Two and a Half Wrestlers featuring the Pat Buck Show and the Bro Show, and the Shining Wizards. These are the shows of the Shining Wizards Network. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here. Many ways in which you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Perhaps the easiest way is to head on over to iTunes and Stitcher Radio and leave us a review. If you do any shopping at Amazon, go over to ShiningWizards.com and click the Amazon banner. It's not going to cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will go to support the show. If you'd like to purchase one of our logo shirts, head on over to ShiningWizards.com/merch and pick one of our latest styles. Or head over to ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards for our Shining Wizards network and tons of other designs. If you'd like to be our friend on Facebook, join us at Shining Wizards. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, do so at Wizards Podcast. And if you'd like to send us any kind of email, you can do so at WizardsPodcast@gmail.com. The Shining Wizards Podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboom, GeekLifeRadio.com, and of course, at ShiningWizards.com. From all of us at the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, we thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy.
Hey, this is professional wrestler and certified DDP yoga instructor Stevie Richards, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards Podcast.
Everybody from the mean streets, as Tony likes to say, of North Arlington. I don't know if they're so mean, but they're definitely congested, especially the side roads. You can't find a goddamn parking spot anywhere. You are now listening live to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, where, of course, you know, as always, it is wrestling talk.
God damn, you made me really pop tonight. Talk about wrestling!
Woo-wee!
Holy shit, dude, that was an awesome intro.
Shining Wizards Kevin alongside
Shining Wizards Tony.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Episode again.
And thanks for joining us tonight in Studio A.
Yes, we are back.
The go-home show before we lose our minds and lose our wallets.
Yes, before I now have to live off the West Orange Township government. So.
How's the government in West Orange these days?
It's fantastic. They offered me a part-time job doing clerical work for no benefits. So.
And probably very little pay.
Pay. But I said, no, I want to work in Jersey City where fire erupts in our front lawn of our office.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there was a fire on the in the front area, the landing, if you will, of our office.
Well, you got to watch because that's how the Puerto Ricans like to mow their lawns.
Well, there it is. Getting started real early.
Of course we are. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us. And I think we're going to do things a little differently tonight. First of all, if you haven't heard, if you've been living under a rock, please come out and support us on Saturday, this Saturday. What is it, the St. Pat's CYO Church something or other in Bayridge, Brooklyn?
Tony, give me 5 minutes and I'll find out for you.
Well, that's okay.
No, it's in Brooklyn. That's all you got to know. Brooklyn's not a big place.
It's the R train all the way to the end. I was mapping myself out
there
for
you
Saturday.
Go. R train to it's easy to remember. R to the end, just like R to the end. R to the end.
No, it is R to the end. That's what I meant.
Oh, it's E-N-D. The R train. It actually is the R train
yes.
To the end.
To the end. Completely to the end.
Right to the end.
As soon as you get out, you're looking at the church, and hopefully you're getting an autograph and a picture with Taz.
Is it that close?
Yeah.
From Pennsylvania? Well, not that close, but that simple of a commute via public transportation?
For me, yes, because I work downtown in the financial district, so I'll hop on the and the. Is it the N train? No, it's the R train. Yes, the R train. From Whitehall, which is the Staten Island Ferry, by the way. So if you're coming from Staten Island, take the ferry to Whitehall. take Whitehall. It's about a half an hour, though. That's the pain in the ass. Like, you take this, you think the subway, it's like, oh, it's going to be quick. Some of these stops are pretty fucking far.
It goes by. It's not terrible, because I take the subway a lot in New York. It's not the worst. If you just, I have like a mental game that I play with like subway stops. I'm like, because like each stop is something. So you're just like, all right, well, now there's only four. Now there's only three. Now there's only two. It's like exits on the highway only. They seem to go by faster on the subway in New York City.
Yeah, except for that ride I took out to Jamaica for Tier 1, which was like a 45-minute subway ride. It was like the longest subway ride I ever took in my life.
Oof, hey, well, it beats the LIRR, man, because that place...
Oh, fair enough.
That LIRR is in shambles nowadays, dude.
I will not be taking the LIRR anytime
but,
soon.
I will be taking the Pro Wrestling Syndicate bus from... Rahway, New Jersey.
Please tell me they're going to be playing Double Dutch Bus while you're on there.
I don't know what they're playing, but I know that I will be playing the Beer Knuckle Shuffle. That's what I'm going to be playing.
Who, you and Kathy Homer?
I don't know what's going to happen, but I know is that if Eric and Pat don't want me having beers, then...
Dude, you know you got to keep that on the down low.
I don't care.
Come on, man. A little water bottle, you know.
Nah, it's fine.
It's all good.
No, I don't get drunk till afterwards, and on the bus ride back, hit up the waiting room in beautiful Rahway, New Jersey.
Yeah, it's weird. It's almost like you guys are going to be coming home from battle after a hard-fought victory.
I can't wait. That's going to be a fun show, and I'm sure we'll talk about that a lot tonight. But I just want to see who's going to be on that bus. Like, that's going to be
an adventure in and of itself.
Like, I don't know any of the boys that are actually going to be
on. Oh, I know who's
going to
be on there. It's going to be, like, Hummer and Friesendorf. It's going to be JP. It's probably going to be Bethany, what's her name? Is Lisa coming in from Texas?
I have no idea.
Probably not, so she's not going to be on it.
No,
hey,
I doubt
maybe,
it.
Maybe Louis Ramos will get a ride with his kid.
Dude, if Shotgun sitting next to Low Life Louis, if he gets on this bus. Low Life Louis, if you're listening, if you are taking the bus from Rahway, New Jersey to Brooklyn, if you're heading into Brooklyn for Pro Wrestling Syndicate, save me a seat, brother, because I'd like to pick the Low Life's brain for a good, I don't know how long the commute would be from Rahway.
I don't think it's that long at all, but the roll of the dice is going through Staten Island.
Right, you have to go.
That's
I know it's
what
not,
always
well,
sucks.
That's what it is. It's Staten Island. It's like 10 minutes. It's right
and
over the bridge, right?
Yeah, and literally when you get out of Staten Island into Brooklyn, it's like right there. It's like that close to Staten Island. So if you're coming from Staten Island, if you're in Staten Island, there's no reason not to go to this show.
Yeah.
Especially to meet Taz.
Especially to meet Taz. And get a photo op. Maybe you want to get a combo.
Yeah.
And tell maybe you want to tell 59 of your friends to get a combo. Huh? Maybe you want to do that.
Ooh. Speaking of good things, right? Well, as an aside, we broke a record for pro wrestling tees, by the way.
Count them. Two shirts?
Two shirts. Well, the first one was removed for, I don't know, it was told that it didn't fit our scheme of the Shining Wizards. That was the Suplex City shirt. I think it was also the fact that 500 different people had Suplex City shirts, so they decided to get rid of them.
We have a scheme. I guess the scheme is
no,
says
it wasn't
Shining
our scheme.
Wizards.
It wasn't our scheme. It's the scheme of the good folks over at ProWrestlingTees.com. But here's the thing.
They are good folks, by the way.
Yes. We love Ryan. I talk to him all the time. And I actually had a conversation with him yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. Time to time, actually he says more frequently than not, Pro Wrestling Tees get cease and desist
if you
orders.
Walk, we'll catch you. I'll be waiting.
Again, we're going
time to time.
Good reviews on that show last week with David Adams and Luthez, by the way.
And Luthez?
Yeah. That's a running joke where Fallo was going to do the show, but he was going to be Luthez so he could actually... Yeah, so he wouldn't need the translator. But anyway, the RIAA, what is it, the Recording Industry Association of America, sent their first ever cease and desist letter to Pro Wrestling Tees, stating that the Shining Wizards were in violation of their trademark by putting out the Shining Wizards parental advisory shirt.
Sons of bitches.
I'm so glad I actually bought that one. Aren't you?
I don't have it anymore.
Would you give it away?
I lost it.
Give it away.
Yeah.
Well, I have one. So, folks, if you
That's two shirts that I don't have.
Well, the first one I didn't get. Suplex City, I didn't get.
I don't think any one of us got the Suplex City
There were, like,
shirt.
Two or three people out there that actually bought that shirt.
Ugh.
That's even more rare than the first shirt that Matt made, the white shirts.
I have that. That I have.
That, too.
So.
I still have one. packaged up an XL that I've been holding on to.
Vintage.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe we'll all sign it and raffle it off to a homeless person who would love it.
Or we could try to raise money because we're going to lose our shirts with Taz over there.
Or we could just use that shirt because we're going to lose our shirt. I'll be like, oh, man, I just lost my shirt. Don't worry. I have a vintage Shining Wizards tee. God.
Yes. So the RIAA sent a cease and desist, and our pro wrestling tee for parental advisory is no longer available.
Are they the same? Is that the same company that Lenny and Lodi worked for in WCW?
The RIAA?
No, it's a... You didn't watch old late WCW.
I remember Lodi and
not creative control. It's the standards and practices.
Okay, no, yeah. Sort of, kind of, but not
it's like
really.
That for the music.
They're trying to protect children and protect themselves by putting labels out there. There is paperwork where you can like license or like get a free license to use it, but I think that's just for people that are putting out albums.
Do people put out like hard copy CDs anymore?
I would imagine so.
CD's
right?
Nuts!
Hey! I'm voting for D's Nuts for president, by the way.
Did you now?
Well, I'm going.
Well, it's still little minor elections, right? Like the primaries?
Yeah, they're still trying to figure it all out.
Well, we're not going to talk politics because.
But we should.
Well, we're not going to talk wrestling either because we didn't watch any.
Wrestling sucks.
Because we didn't watch any of it.
Let me tell you a little story about Monday night. First of all, it was a holiday.
Let me tell you a little story about Jack and Diane.
Now you're making me nostalgic, dude. Monday was Labor Day here in the United States, so pretty much everything was closed. Everyone was off. Everyone barbecued and drank and did all other kinds of stuff. I forgot Raw was on until maybe 10 o'clock. And when I turned it on, it was Sheamus and Randy Orton. And I said, fuck this. I've got better things to do. I can't take it, dude. Every fucking Monday, it's the same shit.
You know what's funny is that I watch Raw every Monday, but by Wednesday, I don't remember a damn thing about it.
Did you watch it this week?
I did.
Okay. Let's see what you can remember, because I don't know a damn thing.
All right. Let's get some... Can we get some, like, game show music on, and let's play what Kevin remembers about Raw? No? Nope. Because there's only two of us, so...
Oh, do you want music?
It's going to be impossible. Get some, like, game show music.
I wish I had game show music.
It's all right.
This sucks.
It's no problem.
Oh, here we go. A song called Child's Play.
All right. All right, so Eugene.
Well, you got to
know that's as good as we're going to get. And I probably have the brain capacity of Eugene.
Well, your memory will be my memory, on Eugene level.
My memory, I got the memory of a fruit fly, dude.
Okay, so what do you remember about Monday Night Raw, Kevin?
All right, I remember there is a giant statue that looks like a fucking candy bar wrapped in... cheap ass gold foil.
Oh, did they do the statue thing for?
I think they did.
Oh fuck, man!
I think Sting. Had the statue in like a back room or something. That's. I remember Sting in a statue. Let's see. What else do I remember about Raw?
Was Triple H involved? Did Stephanie appear? Were there divas? Was John Cena there? Did the people say John Cena sucks?
Dude.
Did you see John Cena got hurt against Kevin Owens at a house show over the weekend?
Yeah, but didn't he come right back in like the next night or the next couple nights?
Well, it was Super Cena because. But it was funny. Like, Owens squashed him and he just kind of like pancaked flat and just laid there.
I didn't see the video of it.
It's pretty funny. Oh, Dean Ambrose almost got stabbed.
Oh, and here you go. This is what Kevin remembers about Raw. A fan just walks down the aisle basically with Seth Rollins.
I saw a video of that. I did see a video of that yesterday.
That was they cut it out.
It's
I think.
Sick. Where the fuck is security?
No, well, I mean, whatever. Security, yeah, that's one thing. But, like, what's going through these, like, idiots' minds? Like, I never once thought in my entire life, and I've been to hundreds of wrestling shows, never once, even, like, as a drunk, shitty fan, wrestling Eddie in the fucking corridors of the Izod Center, both wearing Hulk Hogan gear, dropping legs and smashing each other into men's room signs.
See, I didn't know this story.
Never. It was like me, Eddie, Donnie Fergans.
Of course, Donnie.
And I think Matulo. I'm not sure, though. But anyway, but never in my wildest dreams. We drank a 30-pack between the four of us or the three of us in, I'll say... this is probably exaggerating a little. I'd say an hour. So that's like, nah. So yeah, it's like 8 beers. Nope.
An hour.
What's 30? Yeah, what's 30 divided by 4? That doesn't go evenly.
It's about 7. It's about 7 or 8. No, so, you were right.
It may have been more than that, though. Because me and Eddie were drunk at the Pantheons of the Izod Center, brother. And we were doing Hulk Hogan versus Hulk Hogan, dude.
Of course you were. The fucking end of the universe. And, Hogan versus Hogan.
I never once thought to jump the rail in anything.
You know what it reminds me of? Remember the retarded kid that jumped the rail to hug Shawn Michaels and security like practically gang tackled him and Shawn was like, it's okay, it's okay.
Oh, wait, no, that was the one time I did do it. That was the time I jumped the rail. All right. Fair enough. You caught me, Tony.
Sorry.
All good.
Okay, so what else happened on Raw that you remember? Were there any title matches? Did Ryback defend? I guess Rollins wouldn't defend both belts, would he?
He will be at Night of Champions.
Oh yeah, we know that. You mean Fastlane 95?
Oh damn it! I ruined our own gimmick.
That's okay. Here's something else to ruin pay-per-view. Apparently, a survey was sent out by WWE.
Hey yo.
They want to know if they should change the start times of their pay-per-views.
Hey man.
I am all on board with something like that.
It's time to take a survey, man.
Your impression is awesome, by the way.
Do you think?
He's even doing the face. I should take a picture of this.
Do you think WWE should start their pay-per-views at... What are the times, man?
I think it was like 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, man. I'd be sleeping, man.
I want to say, was it 1:35 and 7 or 1:35 and 8? Something
Reza,
like that.
Ramon, don't wake up. Before 6 o'clock.
Fuck, you gotta keep doing this. I gotta get a picture of your face. This is awesome.
If something happens to my pillow, man.
Kevin, doing...
And if something happens...
Only here on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
To my blindfold, man, because I don't like to see the sun till 6 o'clock. Then, man, something's gonna happen to you in the WWE Network. For only $9.99, man.
I'm just going to let him go.
Nah, it's okay.
He's on fire.
It's all good.
Just like the lawn in front of his business.
Dude, you know what? Like, the scary thing is, like, when it happened, one of the guys that I work with, he ran in, took a garbage can, and got a big pail of water. It's like really windy, like, because we're right off, I don't know what body of water that is. I could see the Statue of Liberty and...
Oh, the Hudson River?
Is that what it is?
Yes.
It's got... All right, then there it is. But, like, he went and filled up a garbage can filled with water, and then I was like, you know what? The wind might take this, because, like, there's, like, trees and stuff around it. So I follow him with another garbage can of water.
This must have been like the fucking Keystone Cops.
I never once thought that like this is a place of business and that there were fire extinguishers in the building. So like my boss, she just gets up all calm, nonchalantly, goes over, gets the fire extinguisher, just while I'm standing there with a fucking garbage can.
Was the other guy with the garbage can Mega Powers?
No, it was not Mega Powers.
Was he laughing at this the whole time?
I don't think Mega Powers even knew what was going on.
Actually,
you know what? Now that I think about it, I think he did run up to the door and yell, fire! like the George Costanza in the Seinfeld, and then just start pushing people
knocking
away.
Knocking over old ladies and children?
Yeah.
Oh, Dave, you're terrible under
pressure.
No,
he didn't knock anyone down. He was just doing the imitation. I got your back, Mega Powers.
So you did an impression of Razor Ramon. Did you hear Bret Hart was interviewed recently? I want to say it was TSN because they seem to be the ones that interview him all the time. And he was talking about all this promotion that the Click's been getting on the network. And he pretty much said that they were a bunch of bullies and shit on them again. But the funny thing was he said that Razor Ramon was always kind of a downer in the locker room. He's like, people couldn't stand to be around him just because he would always like talk so negatively and just like dwell on awful things.
Which is weird because if I remember correctly, I've never heard them talk bad about each other. I always thought they had a decent relationship, Scott Hall and Bret Hart.
No, it's not that he was burying him. It's just that he was tough to be around because he was always just
so depressed.
Yeah, like always like you couldn't be positive around him. He was like a fucking Debbie Downer, I guess.
I mean, that's not probably because he was on a lot of Debbie Downers.
Well,
but
Brett also said that he's going to be people are going to be very disappointed with the Owen Hart DVD set that's coming out.
And that makes me sad.
He said Martha tied everything down. She's not letting them express who Owen really was. He even said the questions they were asking him, because WWE interviewed him for the DVD. He said even the questions they were asking him were just, it was like sad and pathetic. Like, it wasn't really getting to anything.
Just generic questions that everyone probably already knows the answer to. And
probably
not.
Like, he liked wrestling and he was a ribber.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. That Owen Hart was a funny guy. Yeah, that's upsetting, because obviously it's been well documented on the show how big of an Owen Hart fan
I was. We no need to rehash that.
No,
go
we don't.
Listen.
We don't.
Kevin was a huge and still is a huge Owen Hart fan.
I'll still probably like the DVD, though, just because I'm a huge documentary mark and it is Owen Hart.
Yeah, and WWE, for the most part, has been pretty good with the documentaries lately.
And Bret Hart also has really high standards about how he would like... Like, could you remember how he didn't have, like, a big enough say in his... Like, he wouldn't do a DVD for WWE unless he was involved in it. He has really high standards for stuff that involves him
and his
family.
Yeah, and for him to even do a Shawn versus Bret DVD... Like, he had to be involved with everything for that, you know?
He's been kind of snippy lately, Bret Hart.
Yeah,
hasn't he been? He's been saying a lot lately.
Yeah, I think... And I don't think it's a case where he's, like, looking for the spotlight and he wants to be, like, the old man on the soapbox. But fair enough, dude. Like, he's got his right to his opinion. He's a fucking legend in the business.
But he's been... I could have sworn I saw something where he just called out Hogan again and saying that he did use that word a lot in the locker room.
Who said that? Somebody was interviewed recently and they said, yeah, that's no surprise to... Oh, it had to have been Brett.
I think it was Brett.
He's like, that's what all the good old boys from the South... He's like, they all talk that way. He's like, this is nothing new.
Right.
Man. So. To sit with Brett for an hour, that would be a great interview.
Dude, I shook his hand backstage at a PWS show, and that's like all I could do. Because I'm like...
Yeah.
Like, it's like, and plus, I don't want to... just sit there and just talk to him and be, you know what I should have done, and I wanted to, and I did this at a show when we had, I'm not sure if we had him, no, we had him, the or Eddie had him, the Killer Elite Squad, Lance Hoyt and Davey Boy Smith Jr.
Okay, yeah.
When I showed him the picture of me, Davey Boy Smith, and Owen Hart when I was like 11 years old,
mm-hmm.
and Davey Boy Smith Jr. popped for that. I would always like to show not that Bret Hart gives a fuck about me, but like just show him that picture, just me, Owen, and Davey Boy Smith, and that's like how long ago that was and how still big of a fan I am today of the entire Hart family.
So, I think he'd get a kick out of that,
I think
that,
he would too. So I still have the picture, so one day... If our paths shall meet again, if the stars shall align,
Listen, Bret Hart gets booked for PWS all the time, so there's no doubt in my mind he'll be back. It's just a matter of when.
Pleska, Patrick.
Help me. Help me.
Don't worry. Bret will be back soon enough, man.
Yeah,
soon
man.
Enough.
Yeah, so...
Hey, I don't listen to Colt Cabana all that often, just because we have so many fine shows on the Shining Wizards Network that I listen to.
We do.
Did he interview Bruno Sammartino recently?
I don't know.
I thought I had heard that somewhere, but I didn't bother to go check the Art of Wrestling archives yet.
If anyone's listening, hit us up on the Twitter at Wizard Podcast, and maybe if you know that Colt Cabana interviewed Bruno Sammartino, let us know.
Well, we can figure that out anyway. But if you want to join us, the sound that Kevin and I will be hearing in 2 seconds is the sound of Skype activating.
Yes, let's do this, because
go ahead.
We talked about nothing, and we don't really know a whole lot about what happened this week.
We've covered a lot already.
No, we have. I'm saying that it's the current product, but you know what? We don't have to talk the current product.
201
We're the Shining Wizards!
201-467-8-WIZ-8949. Tony Z phone on the Skype. We need to change that because it's not really my phone anymore. But if you'd like to join the conversation or steer the conversation in a different direction, do so at any time.
At any time?
Did I say Eddie?
You may have said Eddie time.
I miss him.
Eddie time.
Oh
man.
Christ.
Something else that just happened. Not that just happened, but Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa making their NXT debut.
Yeah.
Actually, Tommaso Ciampa is the only Ring of Honor guy I have a t-shirt on, and Johnny Gargano has taken several pictures in the Shining Wizards t-shirt.
Sure has.
So there's nice little connection there, and I'm very happy for Tommaso Ciampa and, of course, friend of the show, Johnny Gargano.
Let me tell you something. We give Matt a lot of shit for, like, you know, like, oh, this indie guy, that indie guy. Matt knows his shit.
I agree.
Matt, you look back at, like, the history of guys that we've had on the show.
And now they're in the E, or as Phil Rea would say, the E. I'm digging those turnbuckle throwbackers, dude.
Of course. They do a great job.
Absolutely.
So kudos to Matt for having his fat fingers on the pulse of independent wrestling.
He might be. He's the Shining Wizards Triple H. You know what? Maybe Matt and Triple H have a little phone communique that we don't even know about.
Or maybe Matt.
Maybe Matt's feeding the information to Triple H.
I think Matt may be more the Johnny Laurinaitis of the Shining
Wizards. Hey! I'm marrying Abella's mom.
How fucking crazy is that?
I'm going to fuck them and think of the twins.
He's going to be like John Cena's stepdad-in-law something. Well, he already would be for Daniel Bryan, right?
He would be the stepdad-in-law, yes.
How crazy? Dude.
Do you even like... No, he wouldn't be anything, I don't think, would he?
Who?
Is there such a thing as a stepdad-in-law? Does that exist?
Dude, anything can exist.
If you know if the term stepdad-in-law exists... Hit us up at Wizards Podcast on the Twitter and let me know. If you have a stepdad-in-law, please let me know because I would love to figure out if that's a thing.
Speaking about finding out if people are related, did you hear there was some NXT cast-off that was dropping N-bombs on Twitter 4 years ago that's getting in trouble for it now?
I have heard of this, but I do not know who it is.
I don't remember either, but she used the exact two words that Hulk Hogan used in his sex tape, starting with the letters F and N. let me save you the trouble.
All right, yes.
Notice how I didn't go right to the soundboard?
I thought you were. I really thought I was waiting for it. But then it would have to have been M and N.
M and N?
Because play the thing.
I'm on. Oh, wait, not that one.
That would be the one. She probably used it.
That was strictly only for Louis Ramos.
I love you, Louis. That's a second Louis drop of the night.
Louis was getting his ass kicked at the who was the tournament named for? He was at a tournament this past
week. Nick Gage?
Was it Nick Gage?
Not already. I know that's a thing.
No. What tournament was he in? The Matt Tremont tournament?
There was one of those too.
Yeah, was he was involved in that somehow?
Matt Tremont was in it, but I think it was a Nick Gage tournament.
No.
And Nick Gage was also in it.
Fuck. All right, we got to pull up Louis' Facebook page. I'm sorry, Louis. A lot on my mind. Nothing to do with wrestling.
I'll find it.
Kevin's looking that up.
Saw that. He was all bloodied up, though.
So was there anything else on Raw? Oh, the Dudleys were back last week. Did they wrestle on Raw? Were they involved this week? I saw them wrestle on SmackDown. I forgot who they wrestled, though.
They wrestled on SmackDown against...
I did watch SmackDown.
The Ascension? Is that
it? Was it Ascension or New Day?
Their first match back was against the Ascension, that could have been 2 weeks ago, though.
So they worked New Day on SmackDown,
Didn't they work on Raw?
I don't know. Dude, it doesn't matter. They probably worked them 5 times already.
And as Eddie would say, if they beat them on Raw, they lost to them on SmackDown.
50-50, flippy flippies.
What the fuck is going on with the fucking laptop here?
If you know what's going on with Kevin's laptop, please call 201-467-8949.
Let's see here.
A couple of shout-outs while Kevin's looking. Shout-out to my little brother, Don Cheech. Nick graduated the police academy today. And no, he was not there with Steve Guttenberg and Bubba Smith. But yes, he's becoming a juvenile corrections officer here in the Garden State.
There you go.
Yeah, it was good times today. I actually went down to the academy to go see him graduate, and very proud of him. Get well soon wishes to our friend Lisa, who was recuperating in the hospital last week. She's home now. Apparently, she doesn't like wearing pants. Kevin.
Hey, now.
Was that more of a growl or a jumper?
I don't know what the hell that was.
Fucking know.
You were choking on something.
It's been a long time since I've had to turn women on.
What?
Our fallen friend Timmy Schisler, soccer is still not a sport. If you're a fan of Inconclusive Breakdown, you get that reference, and good for you. 5 points.
Yeah, the Game Changer Wrestling NGI, which I'm assuming is Nick Gage Invitational.
Okay, so then maybe it was. All right. Yeah, Louis had some bloody pictures, man.
Kyle the Beast. There is Tremont. Tremont is there. I don't actually see Nick Gage yet, but I'm pretty sure he was there.
That's okay. Talking to the microphone.
Yeah, well, you know what? Yeah, sometimes you got to let your levels fly.
Yes, like your freak flag.
Like my fleek. What? My fleek frag?
Yes, your fleek frag. It's when you get shot by a gay gentleman in Halo.
Fuck.
I have no idea.
I don't
Whatever.
Get the reference.
I don't
either.
If you
get the reference to what Tony was just talking about, hit us up on Facebook or the Twitter.
201-467-8949. We're not begging for you to call, but if you're that guy that curses us out, please feel free.
Just do it.
Just do it. Get it over with. Do it.
Because we know what's happening.
Yeah.
Did we put that out on Twitter? We're taking calls?
I didn't.
Oh.
Are you working the Twitter box?
I got it on there.
See, if I start doing things at this computer, that's when we start getting like that, and then everything delays, and then everything glitches.
Did you put it on the FaceSpace?
I put it on Facebook that we were going live, so I would imagine we have some people tuning in at this point.
201. What is it?
467-8949. You know, we've only been taking calls for, what, 3 years now?
I've only been drinking beers on the show for seven of them.
8 an hour.
8949.
It's 8Wiz.
There it is, 8Wiz.
Even though the W and the Z really don't exist on the telephone.
No, they don't. Or on the laptop.
Well, the W
like,
does.
Not on the
Z
same
doesn't.
Thing. Like, I'm looking at the 9. I'm like, I don't see a W above that 9.
Oh. All right. Let me bring you back a little bit. Did you ever own a BlackBerry?
No.
Okay. So BlackBerries are known for having the full keyboard on them, right? And usually, like, on the left side of the keyboard embedded, like from Q to C, those were where the numbers 1 through 9 were. Fine. So anytime you need to dial a phone, you could just use the quick keypad, right? Mm. But here's the problem. You have no idea which numbers are associated with which letters. So if you had a phone number like 1-800, like, I don't know, asshole, you can't dial asshole by looking at the number pad because there's no letters there.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it used to be a real pain in the ass to try to dial the phone.
What a dilemma.
If you didn't have typical numbers. So it's not like you could just type in the word and it'll dial it, you know?
I do know.
Well, now you know. No one's half the battle.
Go, Joe.
So what else is there? WWE? Any TNA news? Have we watched the TNA? I heard they have nothing taped past this month.
That I do not know.
And it's about that time that supposedly, allegedly, Destination America was canceling them.
Yeah, it's September-ish, right?
That was the
gimmick.
Don't know. Don't really know.
If you don't know...
Any word on Ring of Honor?
What about it? Whether or not it's gonna be?
No, have you been watching it? Have you tuned in?
Dude, I like I said, it's, I've been a sucky wrestling fan, which also is terrible to do when you actually have a wrestling show.
Well, I mean, at least in my vantage, I'm consistent. I haven't really watched a damn thing, you know. You've got no excuse, Kevin.
I have every excuse, just because I said so, bitches.
But, yeah, no Ring of Honor for me, no TNA for me. Lucha Underground, are they coming back for season 2?
TBD.
To be determined. So there's not really a whole lot going on except for Sting.
Sting.
An older guy that not a lot of the young people really know about.
You don't think he's been getting decent reactions, though, from, like, the crowds?
Well, he has been because I think the crowd knows that he's, like, an... All right, I hate to make the reference again because everybody's going to go, he always fucking talks about Bruno. But it's kind of like when Bruno came out for the Hall of Fame that year. Like, there was some hype around it. They had the whole thing where they got the original World Championship belt back, and they made the statue for him, and, you know, they had all this other stuff going on. But people, like, who know WWE knew who Bruno was and at least showed him the respect that he deserved. I have a feeling that it's not the same for somebody from WCW. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he got some good reactions leading into WrestleMania, didn't he?
Yeah,
and
sure.
Survivor Series when he came back.
I thought so too, but I don't know. There's he's not as captivating and as well known, I think, to WWE as say Ric Flair is.
Well, he looks like Ric Flair when he comes out in like a suit. Yeah, he looks old, but he's vibrant, he's active, he's doing his strut, he's got the watch, he's doing this and that. Sting comes out.
Sting.
With his, like, receding, terrible, bald hairline, makeup that's all melted from the walk. He's got the T-shirt on. He's got the T-shirt on over his
tits.
His tits. His stinglets.
You could say it.
And
stinglets.
I mean, like, holy I don't shit. Understand why it's so hard for him to just like. Like you want to like I understand that WWE wants to, and this is something that we could talk about too, how WWE shamelessly
fella
make everyone wear their T-shirts every single time they're out on TV, and it makes them look like less whores. Of a star.
Like they look like whores.
Like if Sting came out when they did that statue gimmick where they lifted the phone booth over over Sting, and then he just appeared there, dude. If he just had like a decent like ring jacket on, or like. Or just anything, and not just his stupid T-shirt over his tights. Because like,
how about the big trench coat?
That's what I'm saying.
That would have been cool with the baseball bat, and he just fucking holds it up and points it at him.
Like, I don't get why. Like, and this is another pet peeve of mine: why wrestlers, even if they're not scheduled to be on the card, they're not like scheduled to work. They always cut a promo when they're in their gear. Whereas, like, why don't you can't just like walk out in like a like? I feel like real clothes sometimes makes you look like a star. Like, Ric Flair comes out in a suit, looks like a star.
Yeah, but Sting can't do that. Like, Ric Flair was always known for coming out in a suit.
But Sting has his big fucking frilly jackets and his... Just don't come out with a fucking T-shirt on. Sting, I get it, you're old, but...
Sting should come back with the blonde hair, with the neon
tights. What blonde hair?
Oh, I don't know. A
you
wig?
Should have shaved his head so he could have looked like Shaggy Two-Dope of the ICP.
They should give Sting...
Sting.
They should give him... One of those Hulk Hogan Three Ninjas wigs. Remember when he was wrestling with that for a short time in WCW?
Didn't it fall off at one point?
Yeah, because it was like that, and it was tethered with the headband, wasn't it?
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Hilarious.
Fucking Hogan. And then there was one time where he didn't even have, like, the mustache anymore. Like, he just had, like...
He had,
like, a little, like... Like almost Hitler mustache.
He shaved it off when he first went black and white to fight the Dungeon of Doom.
Yes.
Before he disappeared.
That was, no, he was all black. He was flat black.
Okay.
But Hulk Hogan was all black. Yeah, all right.
I'm actually good on the belt tonight.
There you go.
Yeah. No, I'm not pressing the button. I'm just fixing things over here. I saw you looking at me. No.
Well, you are sitting directly across from me, so it's hard for me.
Well, we're in an intimate setting tonight.
It is. It's the two-man group.
I wonder if Matt's ever coming back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dude, it's winter time.
Did he retire? It's winter. It's been 90 degrees.
Well, it's not food truck in the park season, is what I'm saying. It's fall.
Have a nice trip. See you next fall.
Autumn, if you will.
Autumn.
What the fuck? Where can I pull up news?
Why can't you say autumn?
I did say autumn.
What else was in the news? There had to have been other stuff.
There
right?
was, but my laptop is shitting the bed right now.
If your laptop is shitting the bed, call Let's us see. At 201-467-8949. We are taking your calls and we're doing some wrestling talk.
Did you I don't know if you want to keep talking about this.
What? Sting?
Maybe we'll wait till the break and then bring it up.
What's that?
I don't know. Like,
yeah, bring it up now. Why not? Fuck it.
And it's about our friends at PWS. Sabu responded.
Yeah, contradicted himself 45 times. I mean, we could touch on it real quick. He said, "Yeah,
I'm not." You know,
he said, "Yeah, I make piss and shit, but not that much piss and shit. Like, who pisses and shits over a hotel room?
It's like I killed people, but I didn't kill that many people. But so it's okay.
I don't get. The only thing that really like." Fucking that I hated was that he insulted Fala Bob.
Yeah, I agree.
That bugged the shit out of me. Because Fala's not some fucking, like, just some fucking ticket pusher. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's established.
Ask Booker T if Fala Bob is a nobody.
Yeah. He carried the championship for PWS. He carried the championship for Reality of Wrestling. Yeah. It was Reality of Wrestling, right?
It still is, I think.
No. I forgot what the name of it was.
Yeah, Reality of Wrestling. And they just got TV, too.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's working for two very well-known big promotions.
Respected promotions.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, so, you know, this Saturday they got Abyss
and Fala's been getting
Richards.
Booked everywhere. Fala's getting booked like crazy. He's not just some fucking rum-dum that's just doing this to kill time. He's a star.
So, like, yeah, and by, like, his own, like, admission, yeah, I had a dog in my room. What the fuck are you doing with a dog
Why do you
in
need
room?
To travel... There's just so many dumb things. Like,
I mean,
it
unless
just
you're allowed to, because I know some. I don't know how hotels operate with pets and whatnot, but
now, anyway. From everything that I've seen too, like I've always heard that Sabu is a bit of like, I don't want to say a loner, but he's kind of like to himself all the time. So I don't know. Stuff like that doesn't surprise me. It's just weird that he would just pick Fala Ba to insult and, you know, and to bring down where, you know, they brought him in and they knew what they were bringing him in for. So what was the problem? Like day of, you're going to pull some stupid shit.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Welcome aboard.
What's up, guys?
Who this?
Lisa. It's Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. How you feeling?
How's your ass?
It wasn't my ass that was hurt.
Is this anything that you want to disclose, or you just want to tell us that you're doing better or not so good?
I'm doing better.
Cool. Cool, man.
Glad to hear it.
Are you wearing pants?
No.
Ooh, what kind of panties you got on?
Easy, big fella.
No, come on now.
Hey.
Listen, I'm not the one
not
telling
that
people.
Much detailed.
I'm not the one telling people that I'm not wearing pants on Facebook. Although I would if I wasn't. Okay,
hey,
thanks
I
for
mean,
calling.
I don't like wearing pants when I'm home, so I'm not wearing pants.
You have children in the house, right?
Yeah.
Oh. And they don't care that mommy's walking around with her butt cheeks hanging out?
My butt cheeks are not hanging out, but no, they don't care.
So Lisa's not wearing a thong. Scratch that off the list. Yes.
I was surprised Kevin didn't talk about Miz being on Raw.
Oh, that's right.
I'm
bringing something to the table.
Good for you. That's fantastic. Yeah, the Miz was on Monday Night Raw, but I honestly don't remember what he was doing.
He was fighting Cesaro.
Did he win?
No, Big Show came out.
What? Oh shit!
Well, there's no way we could have.
Well.
Sorry.
So the Miz lost.
Of course he did. He's a loser.
No, he's not.
You know what I did like about The Miz? That triple threat match with Ryback and Big Show? He played such a little dick.
He is a little dick.
No, but like these two monsters beat the shit out of each other and just coming in trying to steal the win from them. That was so awesome. Miz is awesome at being The Miz.
I agree.
If that makes sense.
It does. If you know
the
what...
The best thing about The Miz is his wife.
Oh, Maurice?
Yeah.
She's okay.
Say Maurice,
yes.
The space cowboy?
No, Maurice Vachon, the mad dog.
Maurice, the Miz is dating a 500-pound Samoan. Yeah.
They call me the space cowboy.
Yeah, we got the reference.
Yeah. So, how's your tequila supply?
We're low.
Yeah,
we're low.
I think we are.
We need it.
Are you coming in on Saturday?
I wish, no.
Boo. Hey, would you like an autograph from Taz?
No, I'm good.
God damn.
Damn it, we're in trouble.
We are not. This is a prequel to what we're going to have to go through on Saturday.
No, you know Hummer and what's-her-name are good for at least two.
They better be.
They should be.
JP, I'm looking at you, kid.
Yeah, JP, you're losing weight. You want to show off how great you're looking in a picture next to Taz.
Hey, I might need some new shirts, so...
ShiningWizards.com/merch. Hey, let me ask you.
Okay, I have the back in pink, but I have it in medium, and I need a small now.
Ooh. Small just for the waist, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Hey, Lisa, I don't know if you heard earlier, we are no longer selling our parental advisory shirts. You do own one of those shirts, right?
I do.
Nice.
Nice.
See, Lisa, Jesus, I can't even talk tonight. Kevin's not even trying to get me drunk and I'm stuttering.
Dude, we can get drunk, dude.
Nah, I can't get drunk. I got jury duty tomorrow. I got fucking picked for jury duty.
I didn't know. Who starts jury duty on a Thursday?
8:15, baby. Well, here's the thing. Bergen County only has to serve one day, as long as you don't get picked. But unfortunately, I made the cut. Of course. So I have to show up tomorrow at 8:15. What a kick in the dick.
Get that $5 paycheck.
Although the good thing is it's free parking and I'm going to be about a half a mile from White Manor.
Oh,
nice, right? Bad. I got myself a fancy lunch tomorrow.
There you go.
So, Lisa.
We get paid $6 over here for jury duty.
$6 in Texas?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yes.
Good. I'll try to send you out some more tequila.
That would be. Are you coming back anytime soon? Because instead of sending it, you might as well just bring it on the plane.
I want to go back this fall, I think. What y'all have seasons or whatever, we don't, so I don't know. So hopefully I could get back there this year, but if not, at the beginning of next year.
All right. Well, then you could send that package right to Shining Wizard Studio.
Yeah.
Overnight it. Express.
No, please don't spend any more money than necessary.
No, I'm just kidding.
Save the postage to buy more booze.
Yeah.
I'll see if I could get a big bottle and send it y'all's way.
It's got to be. I want it. Can you get it? Do you have it? I want those Texas ones though, because those things are dope.
Yeah, those are really tasty.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm wanting to have it in a bigger bottle instead of the little airplane type.
Oh shit!
Would it be like a giant Texas bottle?
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe it will. All
right. Well, if not, then just get the little Texas one.
No, get that big. If that big one's in the shape of Texas,
yeah. If it's in the shape of Texas,
God damn, dude, that would go on the Wall of Fame.
Yeah, man.
We'd have to buy something to try to hang it on the Wall of Fame. That would be fucking uber tits.
I went to an indie show here. I saw Mike Dell there.
Ooh, one man Mike Dell.
Yes.
Did you say hi?
No, I didn't see him after the show or during intermission or anything. So,
I was going to say, you could have rubbed it in his face that I hold a pinfall victory over him.
he took on Lance Hoyt at the show.
Ooh, good match.
And then Amazing Red was there, too. And I'm really not sure who else was on the card. But I try to go and support the indie wrestling here, too, and not just Jersey, because I always get told something about me supporting Jersey over Texas wrestling.
Well, Texas wrestling's in a good place right now, too.
Absolutely.
Support indies wherever you are. Support the good indies. Don't support the guys wrestling in a trailer in their fucking dungarees and their Walmart knee pads.
There's a bar by my house, and they had wrestling out there the last time, and I thought about walking over there to see what it looked like, but I was like, no, it's okay.
No, listen.
I would.
Okay, listen. If you do decide to go there, please videotape everything and interview everyone, because I think that's a Shining Wizards video podcast. Shitty indie wrestling, I'm all down for that. I'm dead serious. If you're ever feeling it, go out there
and do it. And if you ain't down for that.
Sorry. Boo.
That was dumb.
Oh, shit. Well,
yeah, if they ever do it again, I'll go over there. I mean, I could just walk. The bar's by my house.
Definitely. Yeah, you put those squats to good use. Sorry. Lisa, thanks so much for calling, dear. We're going to let you go. Yeah, send us some tequila. We're waiting.
Yes.
All right, I'll go by and get y'all some tequila this week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Lisa.
Later.
I always tend to cut people off a split second too soon. Yeah, otherwise, we get that. Okay, all right. Goodbye.
All right.
It's like, who's fighting to get that last word? Yep. Speaking of last words, you feel like taking a commercial break?
I do.
All right, we'll take a break. I think we'll have something fun planned for when we get back. So if you're listening live, don't forget, we are taking calls, 201-467-8949. If you're listening on the record, take a listen and support our sponsors, and we will be right back.
Every Friday, the 80s and 90s are back on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio, The Jury transports you back to the days of Walkmans, VHS, arcades, and malls. Covering the best in pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror, from reviews to interviews and everything in between, we want you to get on board every Friday and travel back to the last old school generation. The Midnight Jury is a production of WLWstudios.com and a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hi, this is Justin.
And Tim.
And Vince.
And Timmy.
And we are your hosts of the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, bringing you the best in entertainment news and opinions. We cover the worlds of movies, TV, music, sports, video games, comic books, and of course, professional wrestling, as well as pop culture top 10 lists and fan castings. New episodes every Sunday. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Proud members of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, it's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Rea, inviting all of you, when you're done with this podcast, head back on over to the Shining Wizards Network. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, where myself and Dave Mega Powers are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, covering everything from the current to the way back. It's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the Shining Wizards Network. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Shalom, it's the unprofessional Jewosaurus, Jay Silver, right here to tell you about Two and a Half Wrestlers Podcast. It's myself, Kevin Matthews, Pat Buck, and our newest member, former WWE superstar Kurt Hawkins, now going as Brian Myers, because the man needed something else to do on Monday nights now that he was free. Two and a Half Wrestlers Podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and of course, right here at Shining Wizards Network.
You probably have 80 podcasts in your queue that you'll never catch up on, but I bet none of them cover the worlds of professional wrestling and heavy metal music.
That's where Neckbreaker fills the gap. We drink a truckload of beers, interview the best metal bands, and cover the latest pro wrestling headlines, all in one drunken mess of a podcast.
Find our episodes on iTunes, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, and Neckbreaker.net. Be sure to follow our drunk and irrelevant updates on Twitter and Facebook at NB Podcast.
We're back with the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Yo, Kevin, it's your birthday.
No, it's not that silly.
Yo, Kevin, it's your bar mitzvah.
Ah, hi, you might be right about that. It's a good day. It's a great day to be alive.
Yo, Kevin, it's Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Get me some ho, ho, ho.
Ladies and gentlemen, stop welcome back to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. 201-467-8949. You should know the number by now. If you don't feel bad because three out of the four wizards don't know it either.
I don't know it. I do not know it.
So, I think we've covered everything that we had to cover or that we even thought about covering.
Maybe not. Maybe not, Mr. Tony. I just pulled up an article from our friends over at PW Insider that Kurt Angle was on Mark Madden's radio show, and he's saying that once his TNA deal is up in January, he's going to be taking some time off and possibly what's going on here.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
The Undertaker.
Oh, Mark Calloway? I'm sorry, can I call you Mark?
No, because we are not friends.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize the dead man had many friends. What can we do for you tonight, Mr. Undertaker, sir?
The Undertaker says slam.
Slam?
From WrestleMania, the album, The Undertaker says slam.
Hey, what do you say about punching Brock Lesnar in the balls and getting a tainted win at the Summerfest?
He says he was going to kill me. And I said, you're going to have to.
So is there going to be a rubber match?
I like to wear rubbers when I fuck French fried taters.
What's up there, fuck nuts?
I'm taking a leak in Pat Buck's bathroom while they're doing commentary for PWS. Mm-hmm.
Who's there with Mr. Buck? Is Mr. Primetime in the house?
No, David Adams. Mm-hmm. He likes French fried taters and small boys. Mm-hmm.
You're saying that out loud?
Some people call it a sling blade. Mm-hmm.
Now we're getting another call. This is turning into quite the show tonight.
I'm going to flush the toilet now. Mm-hmm.
Do it. That's a silent flush.
Silent but deadly.
Who's on the other line?
I don't know. Should I add them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on, big doll.
Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Welcome to the show. Hello?
You suck. Mm-hmm.
You're on the line with The Undertaker. Yep. Thanks for calling.
This is Sling Blade. I got to go, I reckon. I got a raccoon in my ass. AIDS.
Just says AIDS and hangs up. God damn it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. So, Kevin, we've got some extra time before we need to call it a show. Anything in particular you'd like to discuss? Anything that you, any kind of game you want to play? Anything that you're interested in? Or you just want to just drink a little bit more and babble into microphones?
This is the stuff that we talk about in show prep.
Oh, speaking of show prep, that person that didn't want to talk is now wanting to talk. Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
Hey, it's Gio. Sorry, my phone got disconnected before.
Oh, what's going on,
oh, man? Oh, man, what a bummer. Oh, no.
That was Kevin, by the way.
Can I give you guys a call and let you know that Sabu blocked me on Twitter. Said that.
Who did?
Sabu.
Who blocked you on Twitter?
Sabu.
What did he say? What did you say that got you blocked?
He kept claiming that everything was a lie, so I just kept posting pictures that Kevin Matthews sent to the Bell, and he called me a dickhead and he blocked me.
Well, in his defense, if you were posting pictures that proved that I was a liar, I'd call you a dickhead and block you too.
It may have been also that I called him a junkie and
other things. Wow.
Yeah, that's a blocking. Holy shit, dude.
Have you ever been blocked on Twitter by somebody before?
CM Punk.
CM Punk blocked you. That's a pretty good list, right? Oh,
this is a great call.
CM Punk blocked me because I was admittedly a dick, and back when Cena and Russo were fighting in an I Quit match, I tweeted him and asked him his thoughts on an I Quit match since he knew about quitting. He didn't like that very much.
Were you sharing these needles with Sabu in the hotel room that night, or?
It may have been my dog.
It may have been your dog. Were you sharing your dog with Sabu that night? Who went first? What ends? What ends were you at?
Red Roof Inn, I swear.
Red Roof Inn. No, the Red Rough Inn. The Red Rough Inn. Sabu and Gio. And a dog!
And the genie.
And the genie.
Holy shit.
And the genie.
The genie was...
Oh, my God.
Accounting for it all on Instagram and Twitter and Nick at Night.
Holy shit, dude. Wow, what a fucking call.
So,
are you coming to PWS on Saturday?
Yes, I am, because I have to say thank you to Gregory Hyatt for reposting and giving me a shout-out over the weekend.
That's pretty tits.
Awesome, man. Gregory's a great guy.
Yeah.
You could celebrate by getting a combo with Taz. The autograph signing starts at 6.
Is he gone?
No, he's still here.
I'm still here.
Yeah, you are still here. You're not all there, but you're still here.
I think he's disappointed now. This call turned into a cheap plug.
Yeah, whatever. Let it ride. Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you so much for calling, Gio. This really made my night.
No problem.
Awesome, brother.
You got anything you want to plug, or do you want to piss anybody else off and get blocked?
No, I mean, if you guys want to ask, I can give you a whole list of people I've pissed off on Twitter. It's kind of funny.
give us your biggest one.
Give us like you know what, because this could be gold. So let's roll, we'll play it by ear. Let's start.
The biggest one was that was the CM Punk because he got picked up by like different wrestling sites and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, they were just like, oh, CM Punk responds to smart ass fans. I mean, there was that one, and like the other ones are just like Jack Sabbath and freaking Eric Sims.
Okay, wait.
I thought you said stars.
Wait. I'm curious, though. What did you say to Jack Sabbath?
I asked him where my paycheck was for my ICW show that I did, like, years ago.
Are you familiar with the old Declaration of Independence website?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack Sabbath used to take a beating on that fucking thing. Everything from, like, he molests his kids...
I did work for
him
and I was never paid.
Join the club, bro. I got stiffed by Carmine Sabia, so it happens. Although I think Carmine Sabia actually blocked me, too. I'm not sure. It's completely possible.
New Jersey independent wrestling.
Yes. God bless all the independents. Chio, thanks for calling, man. We're going to let you run. You really made my night, bro. Thank you.
All right.
Later. What
we could have, I would like to hear the rest of that list. I don't know.
It was Jack Sabbath and Eric Sims.
Oh, that was it.
But who? Like,
but I guess you can't get much. I mean,
higher or lower.
Yeah. So that
although
guy,
Sabu
that guy
and CM Punk, that's pretty funny.
That's a Giovanni.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, all right.
The guy that always curses me out on Facebook. Well, because I kind of curse him out, but whatever. It's all good,
God,
man.
Funny
we're all friends.
We are all friends. So
holy
did you want to touch on the whole Kurt Angle possibly?
I heard he's either going to retire or go to WWE, which he's probably not going to go to WWE. Do they even want him?
I think they would.
The problem is, like, years ago when he left, like, they didn't want him around anymore because he was, like, self-destructing.
Dude, imagine if you have – and I know he was talking after his last deal was up with TNA – and he wanted a part-time deal. They wouldn't give him a part-time deal. They wanted a full-time deal. But look at what they're doing now. Imagine, and I don't know if Kurt Angle would do this, but imagine if you have Kurt Angle in NXT.
Yeah. Kind of like what they were going to do with ECW with him.
Yeah. Imagine you have Kurt Angle in NXT. Like, say, hey, would you come back? We'll give you your part-time schedule, but you're working with all the kids in NXT a few appearances maybe on Raw and the pay-per-views.
See, and that was the weird thing about Angle's career when he left WWE. He was so crazy over at that point. He probably, I don't remember who else was around on the roster at that point, but he may have been the top guy in WWE at that time.
I'm trying to think, too, because when ECW...
John Cena was kind of already coming into his own at that point.
He was already there. If we're talking about when Angle went to ECW and John Cena
was already
a made guy.
Edge was already very, very huge, too, at that point. But I'm telling you, man, you watch Kurt Angle back at that time, the crowds went ape shit for him. He was like,
I'm sorry to cut you off, but that's also the precipice of when MMA like started its rejuvenation. And so he adopted that kind of persona.
Started wearing the mouthpiece and all that, the mouth guard.
So he was, and that's when he had an interest in all that stuff. And he was really coming across as like the real, real legit shooter type.
Yeah.
Even though everyone already knew he was.
And
but,
he was so crazy over, so crazy over.
Yep.
I could only imagine, like, had they not felt that he was, like, on a self-destructive path at that point, what he could have done in the next couple of years.
I just wish I knew the timeline of which what everything was happening, because I don't remember where he was.
Let's try to piece it together. 2005 was the original One Night Stand.
Correct.
2006 was One Night Stand 2, where... Rob Van Dam
beat
John Cena
with Edge Spear. Was Kurt Angle there for that?
Well, Kurt Angle was there when ECW was starting up.
Right.
And that was around that time. That was maybe a month or two. No, One Night Stand was in June, wasn't it? I think it was that September or August that they were starting up ECW again.
After the second One Night Stand.
Yes.
Yes.
And was it originally that Chris Benoit was tapped to be the head trainer there, and then that whole thing went down? So then they bumped Kurt Angle into that position, or was Kurt Angle there, and then they got rid of him, and then the whole thing went
down? Angle may have been back on the main roster when they wanted Benoit to go. That was when like ECW was already WWE CW.
So he was sort of replacing Kurt Angle.
I think
at that
Kurt
point.
Angle at that point may have been back on the main roster. Like not that like.
Main roster, or did he disappear from ECW?
That he could have done that too. He could have.
I'm a little foggy on my history with this.
It's dude from 2000 to like whatever, like 99 to now. Like there's so much that happens that you just get shot out. Like
if you can help us work out the Kurt Angle timeline, 201-467-8949.
What I want to know is after ECW, was he gone?
Yeah, that's what I seem to remember, that it was when he was in ECW. It was at that point that they got rid of him.
Okay, that definitely could be true. So.
And I don't remember if he was back for when they were taping ECW at the Hammerstein, because that was the infamous show where Batista and The Big Show wrestled the main event, and they got booed out of the building, where Big Show said, from the bottom of my heart, go fuck yourselves.
That's it.
Yeah, that was an awesome moment for Big Show. Oh, and I seem to remember, I don't remember if it was his past Raw, where he grabbed the house mic. I forget who he was wrestling. And he started yelling to the fans, were like, you want me to retire? Then come out of the stands and come retire me or some shit like that.
Okay. Kurt Angle was definitely back on like the main shows. No.
When did they have...
His last match was on SmackDown, June 2nd, 2006.
But that was before ECW was rebranded?
No. As a TV show, maybe. No, it had to have been. He had to have been.
Because I remember promotion for him that he was supposed to be the trainer of ECW, wasn't he? Or, like, you know, the head guy there.
Yeah, it was supposed to be him, like, Big Show, surrounded by guys like...
I remember a picture of them posing with some of the ECW originals at the Hammerstein.
Yeah, no, that was a thing. That definitely happened. He was supposed to be the guy that... was like the head of the brand.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the franchise of the brand.
All right, so this is Kurt Angle's last SmackDown match. It's not necessarily his last match.
Do you have WWE CW there? Like the history of that? Anything on that?
I just went on YouTube.
Because Kurt Angle was he part of the SmackDown 6 or no?
I have no idea what that is.
It was when it was the world's greatest tag team. It was Edge. Was it Edge and Rey Mysterio? Or was it Eddie Guerrero? I think it was Los Guerreros, the world's greatest tag team, and there was another tag team where these guys were having... Oh, was it Benoit and Edge? It was like these six guys that just kept having these amazing tag team matches.
Oh, it was Edge and Mysterio. It was...
It wasn't Benoit wasn't part of it?
It was Los Guerreros, world's greatest tag team.
Was it World's
Edge
Greatest
and
Tag Team?
I want to say Edge and Mysterio at one point.
Or was it Mysterio and what's his name? Eddie Guerrero. No, you know what it was? It was Los Guerreros, and I think Chavo got hurt at one point, so then Tajiri stepped in.
Yeah, that happened.
That happened. It's all a blur, dude.
But Edge and Mysterio were definitely tag team champions.
Yes.
And I think that was in the time of the World's Greatest Tag Team and the Los Guerreros thing.
They were having amazing matches every fucking week. I can't believe I'm blurring on all this.
And that was my favorite part. That was like my favorite era of SmackDown.
That was when Stephanie McMahon came out with the new tag belts and said, we're going to have tag team champions on SmackDown. Remember that?
Yep.
Fucking amazing. That was when Stephanie was hot before she became the fucking juicer that she is now. Not that she's on the juice, but she's fucking like a tank now.
She's a monster, dude.
Yeah. I wouldn't fuck with her. I'd fuck her. I mean, I wouldn't fuck with her, though. I'd be like, can I put it in, please? Thank you.
All right, so this is...
I would say it just like that, too, because, like, she would be the man and I would be the woman. I'm just saying. All right, so Kurt Angle. Do we have anything on Kurt Angle, or are we done skewing him?
I mean, do we have to... whatever.
No, we don't. I don't give a shit. Whatever.
2006, he was back. 2006, he was back on
SmackDown.
Yeah,
The A show.
Yeah,
the A show, as opposed to the B show or the Big Show.
Well,
sorry, I did that on purpose.
That's fine.
Just trying to have a little fun with the people.
Absolutely.
Anything else? Oh, they're ending Swerve, by the way. Did we ever talk about that?
What?
WWE Swerved, the prank show.
After what, like a season?
Yes. Which is kind of like what they did to Legends House. Oh, here's a good question. Did we ever talk about booking the next season of Legends House?
I think we did.
We did do that?
Yeah.
Fuck, all the good ideas we did already.
Well, we've done 8,000 episodes.
222 today, sir.
Well, that's close. That's
a pretty big number.
That is a big number.
We're five away from 227.
Let's
are we booking Marla Gibbs? Is Eddie working on that? Are we getting Jack A? Miss Harper. Is Jack A still alive?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Who do you think's the next wrestler that's gonna die?
Oh,
I don't know.
It.
Just looking for topics, dude.
There was something that that WWE put up on their website. Like, it's like they do their like top five things, like you won't believe who beat. Like they do like a top five thing, and they're like, there's five wrestlers that you wouldn't believe actually beat The Rock. And I can't, it's like a video, so it's not like a picture thing I can scroll through and have you guess.
Five people who you can't believe beat The Rock. Let's see if we can get this. I'm thinking Shane Helms has to be number one.
Okay, that's right? Gotta be. I don't know yet because, like I said, it's a video and they don't have like, it's not like a playlist you can just go through and see. But Shane Helms did beat The Rock. So.
He would have to be number one. Who else would not be on The Rock's level to have beaten The Rock?
Well, you got to think back to when he first started. So
yeah,
they may include that.
Are we talking the blue chipper Rocky Maivia? Are we talking Flex Cavana?
Well, we'll see because it's about to fucking start. It's a stupid video on WWE.com. The one was right in the main thing was that Billy Gunn.
Billy Gunn
beat The Rock.
In what? Like a tournament?
I think it was a
King of the Ring. Holy shit. That was the King of the Ring that Billy Gunn won.
Yeah.
Did the Sultan ever beat him? No.
No, The Rock beat the Sultan at Mania 13.
Yes. And the Sultan was fat too with his tongue cut out. Remember that gimmick?
Let's see fucking Tom Phillips. Hurry the fuck up.
Did he ever lose?
See if you can guess them before they come
Brock
up on the
Lesnar?
Screen. Yeah, but would that be a shock?
It might be because Brock Lesnar was a rookie, wasn't he?
They're trying to play this off like, oh man, you'll never ever guess. Once it starts going through the guys, I'll put you on the clock.
Okay. Of
course it's Billy Gunn first.
Okay, so Billy Gunn, I'm saying Brock Lesnar, saying the Hurricane.
Okay.
Maybe Mick Foley? Do people know that Mick Foley beat The Rock?
I'm sure they do. It was for the world title.
Twice actually, wasn't it? He beat him in the empty arena match too.
You know, I'm gonna go ahead and say I don't know this for a fact, but I wonder if China beat The Rock.
I don't know. That's a good. Maybe the Big Show. Did the Big Show beat The Rock?
Well, the Big Show went in a triple threat match. Here we go. Number four is up. And here we go.
Who's it?
You might not get. I want to ask you. You were close with what we were just talking about.
What?
Not China. You were like, I wonder if people know Mick Foley has beat The Rock.
Mankind?
No, well, that's Mick Foley.
Well, I understand, but I thought maybe you were going for a different gimmick, different person.
No, this is... I didn't see this one coming, no.
Who is it?
Al Snow.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow. Was it a hardcore match?
Yeah, well, it was a lot of interference. Here's another one that I wouldn't have guessed. You'll never guess this one.
Oh, Jesus. Completely out of left field?
Yeah.
Somebody still wrestling or they've
No. Been... Long gone.
Hardcore Holly.
No, but I'm going to say you're close, even though
Crash
you're
Holly?
Kind of... No, not... the. You're kind
Taz.
Of, no.
Spike Dudley.
No, you're hovering in the round that...
Stevie Richards.
No.
Blue Meanie.
No.
Farouk?
No. No, you're
Mark
kinda,
Henry.
No, you're kind of getting away
D-Lo?
From...
D-Lo? Nah, I don't know. Who is it?
Steve Blackman.
Get out of here. Steve Blackman?
Yeah.
Awesome theme music, by the way.
Yes. All right. Well, now this one is more believable now than it probably was then.
Brock Lesnar.
No.
No?
Not yet, anyway.
Is this a top five?
Well, you got the number one one, I'm pretty sure.
But you won't tell us who it is.
No, you got it. You already said it.
It was Hurricane?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because it's already on.
Oh, so who was the other one that we missed?
Rob Van Dam.
Really?
That's what I'm saying. It was probably less
Van Dam
believable.
Beat Cena. Who gives a shit?
Well, this I'm saying. This was probably less believable then than it is now.
That's the weird thing about The Rock. He put a lot of people over. He really did.
He did.
He took two losses to Austin at WrestleMania.
Didn't he get one on Austin?
He got one in Austin's final match. Yes, yeah. But the first two, like, he just took the loss like a man.
Yeah, but the Hurricane, our pal Shane Helms was the first one, was the number one on the list.
It would have to be. That was the most surprising.
Well, I, you know what? That one was that actually made sense because if I remember, Hurricane was actually doing stuff then. Like, I never. Blackman and Al Snow, I would have never got.
Yeah, but Hurricane was doing stuff, but he was like mid-card doing stuff, like the whole superhero thing with Mighty Molly and all that shit.
Yeah, but he was
the superhero in training.
The stuff with him and Rock, now that I'm watching it. Like, I have no volume on, but
it was funny stuff.
It
was good stuff.
Yeah.
Because The Rock was willing to give him stuff. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And this was actually, I think this was in the build to one of their WrestleMania matches, because Austin does come down and interfere in it or just distract The Rock, and Hurricane does the roll-up a la 1-2-3 Kid style on Ted DiBiase.
Let me ask, all right, you brought up a good thing about Austin interfering. Do you think this could probably be the final topic for the night?
Yeah.
Do you think heels right now need to cheat more?
I think they need to cheat more. They need to be bailed out less.
Yeah, because too many times people just come down and like interfere on their behalf.
Like if they're the ones doing the cheating themselves, where like they were the ones that had the brass knucks, or they're the ones that throw the salt in the eye and then they get it themselves, no problem. That's okay. I mean, again, just like everything, moderation. But when you're getting bailed out of a situation so many times, I think it just, especially if you're in a high position as a heel.
Seth Rollins.
Yeah,
first one
okay.
that comes to mind.
Yeah, Seth Rollins, sure.
J&J Security was just fucking overkill week after week after week.
J&J Authority, the
Now, I understand, like, they would get their asses handed to them, you know? But still, it was like you needed some outside interference where you could just do shit yourself.
And I agree. And, like, see, this is where, like, you kind of sound, not you, I'm saying the general you, like, sound kind of hypocritical, because the Horsemen were doing that forever, and no one ever had an issue with it, and it didn't make Ric Flair look weak. It didn't make Arn Anderson look weak. It made him look like a tough bunch of dudes.
Yeah, because Ric Flair would go out occasionally and win a decisive victory over someone.
And he wasn't running away, per se, all the time. He'd be right there in the beatdown, in like the Dusty Rhodes thing, case in point. Like, he was there. Like,
but Ric Flair would also come on Saturday night and wrestle a match against maybe not that big of a name.
It would be the area's talent.
Yeah, like...
Well, that's way old school.
Yeah, but somebody like you knew...
Like Pillman.
Maybe would like get in a couple things like with Ric Flair.
The Z-Man or Pillman.
Yeah, or even before that time period, like when they used to wrestle in the studio on Worldwide, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, it would be like it would be like that... Wouldn't it be like when Ric Flair would travel around, it'd be that guy's... top guy.
But aside from that, what I'm saying is, like, remember how worldwide used to be like in the studio?
Yeah,
World Championship Wrestling.
Yeah,
they have the ring with just a couple rows of people,
right?
Like, he would wrestle someone, say, like, I don't want to use Bobby Eaton because Bobby Eaton was a pretty big star at that point.
Well, I'm talking like Pillman and Z-Man weren't that big of stars back like at that point.
Yeah, but Ric Flair could wrestle one of those guys and have a win over them.
Right.
So Ric Flair wasn't cheating all the time.
No, absolutely not.
But against the bigger stars, yeah, maybe he goes down into the tights and he pulls something out.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely. So your point is definitely well taken, that heels, well, I mean, you're a heel, you should use every... You should Tom Brady the fuck out of everything.
Yeah, fuck you, Tom Brady.
And use every advantage you possibly can to try to win, even if it's against the quote-unquote rules.
Nobody grabs the ropes during a submission anymore. It's always you lock on a submission, and a guy always struggles to make the ropes, and he does.
And no one... It's the same thing. No one, like, uses... like a backslide and then puts their feet on the ropes for leverage.
Yeah, nobody does a small package and puts their feet up.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Nobody throws a couple of closed fists and gets admonished by the referee anymore. Dude, There's two guys on the fucking roster that use a closed fist for a finisher. Two guys.
But yet you'll see. Do you see? Well, here's the thing. Do you see refs calling it anymore?
No, but it's weird because referees.
Have you ever seen a ref? I'm sorry. Have you ever seen a ref like just maybe out of like habit? Like, well, say someone's in the corner doing a 10 count. And with the closed fist, say, hey, do like, you ever see him? I'm doing the motion that the refs would do.
Yeah. Like smacking like, the fist.
Just
yeah.
Smacking the fist, like, don't do it. Have you seen that lately?
What they should be doing in the corner is at least administering a slow 5 count.
The count. The count is fine. But like, say like you're.
And when the guy gets down, at least admonish him when he gets down. Say, hey, watch the closed fist.
Yeah. And then, but when it's a finisher, like the Big Show or. I guess, is Roman Reigns considered a closed fist?
It's a punch.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah, I don't get it. I just don't get it. To nitpick, too, I don't like that Roman Reigns feels the need, like he's got to cock his fist every time. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I get what they're going for. It just looks dumb. Yeah,
I don't have an issue with that because that's another thing to like let people know. It's the same thing as like stomping the ground for sweet chin music, or it's the same thing. Like,
or flipping the bird before you give the stunner. Yeah, but it's not. I get what they're going for with that, but it's not the same. It doesn't work.
Well, it doesn't work because it's Roman Reigns.
Like, I can understand, like, the punch to the ground, I understand that. But to cock it like a gun, like, come on, dude, that's the shit.
I forgot about the punch to the ground. He does two things.
Yeah, it makes more sense. Like, honestly, you know who was kitschy that it worked for? Fucking Scotty Too Hotty with the worm. Would he put the hands out and make the face and then do that little dance?
Yeah.
It was so dumb, but it was so over.
It was.
Just because it caught on.
Everything was over back then, though.
Everything, dude. The fucking.
Dude, you had three guys doing the same thing, but
Rikishi would
ways.
Whip a guy into the corner, and then he would just fall to his ass, and Rikishi would just look over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Amazing, dude. Everything was awesome.
And I think that's what. You have like guys like Roman Reigns and other people. I can't think of another one off the top of my head. They're trying to capture something like that.
Sheamus.
Everyone's trying to find Sheamus their
does,
thing.
He punches himself
he
in the
like
chest.
That thing, yeah. So everyone's trying to find their thing, and I don't blame them for that.
But not everybody needs to fucking like. I mean,
well,
don't
look how many guys actually had something back then? They all did something. So
yeah, but don't try too hard. Make it generic. When it's not generic anymore, it doesn't work.
I agree, but I don't blame them for trying something.
Like John Cena, as much as he gets booed, the You Can't See Me works.
It did.
People always say You Can't See Me when he does it, you know?
And that's 13, whatever, 10 plus 12 years later, people are still doing it. Yeah. So.
I don't know. I just think that if you're going to be a heel, play the fucking heel character, do the heel things. You know? And enough with the fucking interference. Interference should be a last resort where everybody finally comes in. Not the guys come, hang out, cheat a little bit, help you out, and then come in.
Right.
You know? But what do I know? I'm just a wrestling fan. I'm not a booker. So my opinion doesn't matter.
Booker man!
Should we get into plugs?
Let's do it.
Before we get into wrestling plugs, we need to know about Kevin Garifo. You said you had a plug last week. I want to give you a chance to plug it again.
Wish I remembered it.
I do too. You were very humble last week, by the way.
Well, actually, I'm on my way to do a spot right now, but that's too late to plug. October 2nd in Jersey City, the Bright Side. I forget what the heck it's called, but I'm doing a show there. Next week we're back at Egan's in West Orange. We sell that place out all the time. It's a free show, but we sell out of room for people to actually be and stand. So it's at Egan's and Sons in West Orange, New Jersey. We never not have a sellout, so it's fantastic. Get there. I have some more stuff, but again, it's about the wrestling. It's not about me, bro.
No, it's about you sometimes, bro. Take a bow. It's okay.
That's why I got Twitter and Facebook for.
It's okay. Smash Wrestling, smash-wrestling.com, at Smash Wrestling, our brothers to the north. Our brothers in New Orleans, Wildcat Sports, wildcatsports.com, at Wildcat Sports. Don't forget, Cat is with a K. PWS Saturday, this Saturday, get to Brooklyn, ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. There is a bus for, I think, a measly $30, which will take you to and fro from the Rahway Rec Center, where parking is free. ProWrestlingSyndicate.com for all your information. Yeah. And Taz will be there signing autographs from 6 to 8. Broadcaster Taz, CBS broadcaster Taz.
Maybe we'll get a spot, Daddy.
Starting his new show next week. Please come out and support
us. I think it's tomorrow.
No, I think it starts the 14th.
The 14th. Okay, yeah. 10th to the 14th.
House of Glory, houseofgloryonline.com, at HOG Wrestling. Don't forget, tier1wrestling.org, Rumble in the Concrete Jungle is a month away. I will be doing commentary. Hopefully Larry Dallas will be back. I haven't spoken to him, but I'm assuming he will be. Great show lined up. Luke Hawks will be defending the Tier 1 Wrestling Championship. Who else? There's going to be another six-way scramble. Sonny Kiss will be involved. The two fellas that were formerly the Disrespectfuls, I forget their names. There'll be more information as the weeks go on, but go to tier1wrestling.org for your tickets. That's back in Jamaica. And I think that's all we have. Oh, Lucha El Rey, if they're coming back.
We don't know yet, but we will be in touch with our friends at Lucha Underground.
Support local indie wrestling, and if you find a shitty show, please tape it and send us some footage.
Mantar is going to be at PWS.
Mantar, that's right. Wrestling CPA, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be good times. Colt Cabana's on the show too, isn't he?
Boom, boom.
Does he have a title shot?
No, he's fighting EC3.
Oh, Kevin Matthews is taking on Mario Bocara.
Yeah. No, it's Dan Moff.
Oh, Dan Moff, duh, fuck me. Sorry, Mr. Moff.
Real quick, I'll just run him down because Taz is going to be there with us, and he'll be making an appearance.
You piece of
Dude,
shit.
Abyss, follow with Shining, Edward Jackson, Chris Payne, Brian Myers, Bonesaw, TV Championship, Handicap Heroes, Heavenly Bodies for the Tag Team Championship, Suicidal Six-Way, Starman, Red, Bowens, Drunken Swashbuckler, Mr. Wayward, Lifeguard with Dylan Swift, Stiffwood, Habib, Matt McIntosh, and, of course, The whole gang.
Is Craven taking on Devin Moore? Chairs
yes,
match?
Yes, Craven Varro versus Devin Moore in a chairs match. I quit match. Habib and Matt McIntosh. You got it all, man. Davey Richards from the Wolves against Mario Bocara.
Fuck yeah.
Appearances by Angelina Love, ECW Originals, New Jack, Balls Mahoney, and of course, the one and only Homicide will be there as well.
Brah!
So,
Homicide's my boy.
There it is.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great show Saturday. Please come out and support us. Support everybody. I guess I could have given us some plug music. Maybe I'll just find a number that we can go out on. Here we go.
We're sleepy.
Yeah, we're tired. So we're going to turn down for bed, actually. A little John for you on the way out. Hopefully next week we've got the full crew back in studio. But for tonight, I'm Tony.
I am Kevin.
Keep your hammer wet. And see you next week. I got nothing.
You were close.
Something like that.
You were close.
Good night, everyone.
Casey Kasem, you are not.
I'm Casey Kasem.
I'm David Adams.
It's a goddamn death dedication for a dog.
We have the same voice.
Not really, because I'm dead.
Oh, my bad. I'm Marv Albert.
I kind of like my Casey Kasem.
It's pretty good.
It's not terrible.
Not bad at all.
I'm Casey Kasem, and you suck dicks.
Keep your feet on the ground.
And keep your penis in the air.
Hammer!
And disease-free.
Please, disease-free.
Peace!